it's half time, and we know that we've got to go and approach the game in the same manner that we did on Sunday, and then concentrate on our performance again.
You scored three goals. You could have had plenty more actually on the day, and yet you lost to Luton both times, home and away, in the regular season. So psychologically, is that a big hurdle overcome, do you think?
I think leading into the game, I spoke about the fact that after the first time we played them, we made progress in the when we played them again the second time, and I think we've done that again, and we've got to continue that progression now into the final game against them.
Were there things that you learned that were different this time when you saw Luton play, and are there things that perhaps that they will see differently from watching your team?
Yeah, I think both managers and coaches will have watched the game back and identified areas to work on. It's normal that in terms of your preparation, and that's exactly what we've done. But we've prepared no different to how we've done for the whole season.
And of course, down at Kenilworth Road, it was a very, very tight game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It came at you quite well early on, and then you bounced back and you were on top. You could have won the game on the day, and then you were hit with a sucker punch late on in injury time.
Just like Sunday, it was a tight game, and we know that's exactly what will happen on Thursday night, that, you know, it's going to be a tight game again, and two good sides on show, and we just got to go and apply ourselves as well as what we did on Sunday.
No shortage of goals in the League Two playoffs with the other tie as well. Exeter and Carlisle sharing six goals.
Especially when you look at the Championship and the first leg of League One, it was all very tight. I think that would have surprised a few people, myself included.
Yeah. So is it likely to be a more open game, or is it cagey, do you think, the second leg? How do you see it?
Oh, I think both teams, now, in all the ties now, the second leg is always, what the second leg gives you is pure clarity, and, you know, everybody knows exactly what they've got to do. So it's then going out and executing that, and we've got to be the same. You know, we're going to go and try and win the game.
Quite a scary thought when you think all the work, all the hard work that you've put in and the players this season, everything rests on basically 90 minutes now.
Yeah, well, it is, and that's the beauty of the playoffs and the excitement that the playoffs bring. And we've worked on areas to improve from Thursday's game, and you know, we're looking forward to it now, and hopefully we can execute the game plan that we've set out.
There were so many positive things to talk about. Were there things that concern you as well from Sunday's performance that you might need to address?
Well, like we do after every game, you know, we look at what went well and what we did do well, and areas that we can improve. And after Sunday's game, it was no different. And, you know, what you do then is you go on the grass and look to improve and work hard. And that's what the players have done all over this course of this season. And, you know, it should be no different going into Thursday's game.
And how excited has Mark Cullen been since he scored his hat-trick on Sunday?
Yeah, it was a wonderful hat-trick, you know, and it's always good to score a hat-trick, especially when you're the strikers. And, you know, he's a bubbly character anyway, so, you know, there's not really been that much of a difference in him. But, you know, his link-up play was very good on Sunday, and we'll need him to do that again on Thursday.
What's it like for him going back to his former club? Because he won promotion there, of course, with Luton, didn't he?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago from the conference to League Two,
It's like any player, you know, they want to do well against the team, and you know, he gave them good service, and they got a good transfer fee for him. So, you know, he will be going back there to try and do what he did on Sunday.
We know he really does work hard, but early in the season it wasn't going in for him. In the second half of the campaign, he's really found the net. I think he's got 9 goals in his last 13 games, if you include the hat-trick. So what's been the difference? What's sort of made that difference?
I think sometimes you look and you search for things, but it just comes down to that little bit of luck. And, you know, then once you get up and running, it's momentum, and he's got the momentum. And he's 9 in his last 13 just shows you that momentum and how powerful that momentum is.
And do you think he'll be more tightly marked? Could that open up spaces and gaps for others to exploit on Thursday?
Like I said earlier, both camps will have looked at areas that they can improve and areas to exploit. And, you know, if they decide to mark Mark Cullen tighter, like you've rightly said, it might free up space somewhere else for somebody else.
Yeah. And, of course, it could go to extra time potentially and penalties. Is that something that you will work on, penalties, with practice them?
To be fair, with what we've had this season, it's something that we're always working on because of, you know, trying to find that consistent penalty taker. Unfortunately, now we've found it.
Yeah, it was a great penalty the other night, wasn't it?
Great bravery,
awesome strike, really.
Yeah, no, very good from him. And, You know, like I say, he's playing with a hell of a lot of confidence, and we're delighted with that. No, I've never heard anybody say they play for a draw. I don't know how you play for a draw. We've all season, we've always set out to go and play and try and win every game of football that we play in, and Thursday night will be no different from us. You know, we've got to go there and take the challenge on.
Funny old time to play a football match, isn't it? A Thursday night, not really a football night, but you just got to get on with it.
And neither was Sunday at 6:30, but you know, I think you saw the what the two teams produce. So if, you know, it is what it is, and we've got to go there and be a professional and go and set our stall out to, you know, have a real good game and have a real good go at it.
And the fans will make a big difference if they get behind you. I'm sure they will on Thursday.
The fans were terrific here that we're in here on Sunday as well, and they have been all season. You know. With the level of noise that they make. Our away following has been very good this season, and they've always made themselves heard. And you know, we'll need that again on Thursday as well. And all the backing that we get will be greatly appreciated from the players and staff.
Just one final thing. Whenever I come down to Bloomfield Road, I always think about Jimmy Armfield. And has he been in touch? Has he wished you well for the playoffs?
We spoke before the game on Saturday. We spoke, and he wished us all the best. And then yesterday morning, my phone went, and he was feeding back to me, giving me his views, because unfortunately he wasn't able to get to the game, but he was able to watch it, and you know, he fed back, and you know, he's a brilliant bloke, and I have to say he's been a real help for me. You know, since I came in the first day I arrived, he was on the phone. 2 days later we met at the training ground. He's popped in several times throughout the year, and you know, he has been brilliant. And before, I'd never met him before I came to the club, and people spoke so highly of him, and you can see that now in him. He's a terrific bloke and a great, you know, legend of this football club.
Is he a harsh critic?
Yeah, trust me, he doesn't hold back. He doesn't hold back. He questioned one of my substitutions a couple of weeks ago, but it's been great for me, you know. And I love listening to he's a proper football man, and the stories that he's got dating back to in the World Cups, playing for England and playing for Blackpool. And what he does do is he speaks so passionately about the game, and he still loves the game now, you know, and it rubs off on you. And we've got him in, and he's met the players, and you know, I think it's important that the players realise who he is and what he is to this football club,
because he is the link really to that glorious past,
yeah,
of, you know, going back to the 50s.
Yeah, very much so. And you know, he's a fantastic player.